A website that brings local history to life is expanding thanks to a hefty grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities last year. Emily Allen visited Marshall University in Huntington, where the program was developed, and learned about some of the town's culture and history, silently embedded in structures left behind and often overlooked.
In Huntington, the Old Coin Harvey House on 3rd Avenue is a beautiful, recently renovated building with a double staircase and glass windows. Today, there's an auto body shop next door. That's a bus stop you hear in the background. Despite its unassuming location, this house has a whirlwind of local history. Not that you'd know just by looking at it.
So I am from this area, and I have lived and played in Huntington since I was little, and I remember seeing this house.
That's Amanda Shaver, a Cabell County native and a graduate student at the Marshall University History Department.
And it has such a unique look to it that once you see it, you don't forget it. It looks like it belongs in New Orleans or somewhere not Huntington.
There's no plaque to explain what this house is doing in Huntington. For a long time, Shaver recalls it was boarded up and abandoned, trapping much of its history inside. All that changes when you open up Cleo. The free website and mobile app guides users through walking tours of historical and cultural sites, just like this one. Volunteers, interns, and students like Shaver create those walking tours.
His name was William Hope Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
He was born and raised up here on the Little Kanawha River.
That's an interview Shaver recorded and uploaded to Cleo. She spoke with Jim St. Clair, a local who most recently renovated the Harvey House. Turns out this building went up in the late 1800s for William Harvey, a local lawyer who pushed to introduce silver coins to a then gold monetary system.
Why do you feel that it's important to preserve Huntington's history and why the Harvey House should be preserved in particular?
Well, you know, Harvey House is one of the last houses on 3rd Avenue. I mean, 3rd Avenue in the early 1900s, 1890s, was the place to live. And it's the only one left.
David Trowbridge, Shaver's history professor at Marshall, first developed Cleo 7 years ago as a way to engage his students.
So I wanted to show them that history wasn't just something that happened on the East Coast in cities like Boston, but was all around them.
Trowbridge recently secured federal dollars to help expand upon the program. Every semester, he offers students the opportunity to create entries of a historical site of their choosing for Cleo.
They become people who are not content to simply Google it or accept the first few hits that Google gives them. They become savvy consumers of information. In an information age, when people oftentimes struggle to find valid sources online.
Today, Trowbridge reports Cleo has been used in more than 100 universities and 300 historical hubs throughout the country. There's 600 walking tours nationwide. Cleo is most popular in its home state of West Virginia, where Trowbridge says there are about 80 Cleo tours. He calls the app a great tool to highlight the state's heritage tourism, which is when people travel to learn more about a place's history and culture.
There's obviously a connection here to economic development in West Virginia. Heritage tourism is one of probably our greatest opportunities. But for me, it's a lot deeper than bringing people here to spend money on a hotel. I hope people in West Virginia see this and feel a sense of pride.
Other organizations that have financially supported Cleo include West Virginia Humanities, the Whiting Foundation, and the Knight Foundation. Cleo also is supported by user donations. Its website is theclio, CLIO.com. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.